I'm back. I never thought that I'll be back, but I'm back. So, if you guys are wondering what I've been doing for the past half of the year, basically, I became really busy going on junior high, and I stopped uploading any episodes. And, like, just a few days ago, I was thinking, like, what's happening to me? Like, what about my podcast? What's happening to it? And what am I supposed to do? And basically, I haven't been feeling the best lately, and I feel like I'm probably gonna give up this podcast. So I decided to go up and just basically look at my Anchor, which is the place that I record my podcast. And something crazy just happened that inspired me to continue to upload my podcast. Basically, I saw someone named Bella who favorited my podcast, and that was 4 days ago. Basically, that really made my day. I was so happy, and I saw like I have 1.4K listens, and I was like, wow, I didn't think I could achieve this far. And basically, Bella is probably the reason why I'm keep doing this. And I also ask one of my friends, I'd be like, should I continue that girly life thingy? And then he was like, you're asking me for advice? And I don't know. He helped me, though. You probably don't want me to say his name, so I'm not gonna say his name. But he helped me and make this decision. I changed a little bit for my microphone. The last time I don't have this part, one part of my microphone, which is probably what makes the voice better right now. But I feel like, Bella, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for favoriting my podcast. And I don't know, this means so much to me. Shout out to you. Thank you so much. And I just went through my Apple Podcast reviews, and there is this one person, I don't know who it is, but they said, love your channel. Update, please. That made me really happy. Basically, I didn't think this was gonna happen, and I didn't think that I'm gonna even get noticed by people I don't know on this podcast, but thankfully I did. And I'm probably not gonna do so much promotion of my Instagram right now. I'm just gonna wait until people actually listen to this and not forced by me. I'm not forcing anyone to listen to this. If you don't wanna listen to this, just don't listen to this. If you go back to my account right now, I don't know if you guys can see the changes, but I did do changes to my podcast channel. Basically, I changed the name. Right now it's called That Girly's Life, 'cause like I'm not really that girly. So, That Girly with IE, like that girl. That Girly's Life. So basically, that's my new name. And I changed my username too. I go by Lizzie right now. I have no idea why. I just wanted to change it. It's also changed on my Instagram. So if you go on Instagram and search Elizabeth Arles, you won't find me. You'll search Lizzie Arles, then you can find me. I also changed my cover. I went on Apple Podcasts and see and realized that they didn't change my cover up there, which is so weird. Oh wait, it changed it. Okay, yeah. Now I go up there, they changed it. It's my new cover. I spent like today and yesterday trying to make it. It's not the best. It's kind of dark. It kind of matches my personality now. Like, not so much before. I was obsessed with the color yellow last summer. And then now I'm just like, I like red. So I changed everything to red, dark red. And the background pictures are from Pinterest. So yeah, those aren't me. The front picture is me. It's a little not, it's kind of blurry because I used a filter and it doesn't look really good if I put it up there. So yeah, it isn't really clear for you guys to see, but it is me. It is me. And I know I don't look the best, but okay. And I deleted all my previous episodes. I feel like you guys can still see it because I can still see it on the podcast, on Apple Podcast. Yeah, I can still see all my previous episodes. And I basically deleted all of them. If you guys can still see it, don't listen to them. It's so cringe. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to delete my podcast. Okay, so let's get into what we're actually going to do today. Basically, you guys wanted to know my skincare routine. This is actually really high requested. Like, a lot of people ask me, how do you take care of your skin? How do you take care of your hair? And today we're going to be doing my skincare. Basically, this is, most of them are like I do every day, but one part of them, which is the face mask, I do it once a week. And it's usually Saturday, but it's Sunday because I didn't do it yesterday. I'm going to do it today. So, yeah, let's get into it right now. First, you're going to clean your face. I use an acne foaming cleanser because I'm at that age where you have so much acne and you get so annoyed of it. Yeah, that's me right now. I use different cleansers all the time. Like, it changes every single time that I buy a new cleanser. Actually, I don't buy a new cleanser. My mom does. So, yeah, she buys different cleansers almost every single time. So, basically, I don't have a particular cleanser that I use or hair care products that I use. The products change all the time. So, yeah, they really do change all the time. So, now that I have already cleaned my face, I am gonna be putting on the face mask. This face mask, I only used it once before because I just got it. It is the Cica Purifying Mask. Cica X Hyaluron. Okay. It's from Korean. It's Korea. That's cool. I didn't really get into that before. So, right now we're gonna open it. It's green. It's so cool. It's a really pretty color. I'm gonna believe that this won't make that huge mess. Okay. And it gives us this kind of, I don't know, it looks like a spoon. We're gonna take it and we're gonna put it over my face. I'm gonna do that, smudge a little bit, and then I'm gonna place it all over my face. It's usually like a T, it's not all over my face, I keep saying that. It's a T, you put it on your forehead, but there's like a scar on my forehead, which is crazy. I need to avoid putting the face mask on the scar, because that's gonna be really bad for the scar. Yeah, I do it really horribly. I only done it like once, so I'm not really good at it. Oh my god, that's horrible. Okay. Oh, that looks so weird. Basically the scar, it's so weird. Like, I woke up this morning and there was like this purple thing on my face, and I decided to take it off, and it took a lot of time. It hurt so much. And after I took it off, it started bleeding, which was crazy. And then, basically, I found it really hurtful, painful. It hurt so much. It was so bad. And then, it started bleeding a lot. And I decided to take a wet towel and put it over it and try to stop the bleeding, because I don't know how to stop the bleeding. There was this one time that my leg, it started bleeding in the shower when I accidentally, there's this pointy thing and I accidentally put my leg over it and it started bleeding so bad. And yeah, I came into my room and took a bandage and put it over it. But this time I didn't use a bandage because I didn't feel the need to. Sorry if the voice keep getting loud and quiet. I'm sorry if that's the problem right now. Basically, it started bleeding. It hurts so much. And right now there's a scar on my face. A huge scar on my face that ruined my entire face right now. Oh my my god, it looks so bad. There's a scar on my face, on my forehead. And, yeah. This is so bad. And I'm so scared if that's gonna, like, take forever to take off. Like, if that's gonna stay there forever, then I'm literally gonna cry. Because I already have a permanent scar on my face. Yeah. But that scar is, like, really little. It looks like a freckle. So I don't mind that scar being on my face permanently. But this scar is a huge scar. And I don't even know how I got it. It's so crazy. And this, after, like, I got into my outfit, I finished brushing my teeth, washing my face, everything was done. I was about to go to get breakfast. I woke up, like, 12:52 this morning. It's already noon, like, afternoon. It's almost afternoon. It's almost 1 o'clock, and I woke up. Because, like, I set an alarm at 9:40. Because I know I'm going to get up so late tonight, today. So I set up an alarm, and turns out that I didn't open the alarm. So I still got up at 12:52 today. Crazy me. I know. Okay. And basically, I got into my outfit. I was like, oh my god, it's so hot in here. I'm going to open a window. So I decided, no, I'm going to close the window because the wind is so big. So I closed the window. And I slammed my hand, my finger in the window. It hurt so much. And it was only me and my brother at home. And I started screaming. And I don't think he heard me. I didn't think he heard me. Because I usually, when I scream, I jump on my bed. And I face my bed. So that the sound isn't too big. Because we have, I don't know. I mean, neighbor never complained about me before. But, I'm scared if they're gonna complain about me. Okay, I'm all done with the face mask. I'm gonna wait for a bit. So, basically, I'm so scared. I was so scared when I scream every time. That's probably the reason why I don't scream. I rarely scream. Like, I can't do the real squeakle scream. My scream is just, something like that and loud. So, basically, I started screaming. And it hurts so bad. It didn't stop hurting until, like, this afternoon. I apologize if you can hear my brother right now. He is so loud. He's playing video games. Let me just drink this. Okay. So. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay. Just wait for a bit. I'm gonna take that right now. Wait for a second. Okay, I'm back. Sorry for that. Let's continue. Okay. Basically, I got hurt twice this morning. And I was, like, so scared to go to the dance practice. I'm like, what if I sprain my ankle or something? I was so scared. I'm like, should I go to the dance practice? And I was like, you know what? I'm still gonna go. Like, I don't care if I get hurt again. I already got hurt twice today. So, I went to a dance practice. Thank God nothing happened. Like, nothing. I didn't got hurt. That's a good thing. Okay. So, recently, I have been watching this YouTube channel. I've been watching Nylea. And, she is so pretty, so funny, and I don't know. I just feel like I'm never gonna be that funny. I know, for the rest of my life, my entire life, I'm never gonna be as funny as her. Her channel is so good. I watch it so much right now. She is amazing, and I was like, that's actually the first thing that made me think of my podcast. And I was like, should I continue it? Should I try to be like her? And I was like, no, if I try to be like her, I'll be so cringe. I'm never gonna be like her. So she is so amazing. So I decided to continue being this weird self of me, and hopefully, sorry if the sound gets bigger and smaller again, hopefully I could increase my listeners, and yeah, hopefully people actually favorite my podcast. That would really make my day. And basically, this is what my life recently been like. I don't know. And if you look at my cover and be like, oh my god, Lizzie, why is everything so dark and so red? I just really like the color red, and I really like that kind of aesthetic recently, like the evil queen aesthetic, the royalty, but kind of evil, kind of dark, but it's so pretty. I really like that kind of aesthetic recently, so I decided to use that aesthetic as my cover, but to be honest, in real life, I'm not as dark. So, yeah, don't take me wrong, please. Don't be like, oh my god, that girl's so creepy. I'm not creepy. At least I don't think I'm creepy. And I try to, like, basically have this... Oh my god, they're laughing so hard outside. I try to have this range of minutes of my podcast so that, like, basically it won't get too crazy, too long and too short, and you guys don't know, like, what I'm doing. So basically, yeah. I'm just waiting for my face. It's time for my face mask to get a little dry, and I can take it off. And I'm gonna continue my skincare routine. So we're gonna rate right now, and yeah, we're gonna come back after I take it off. Okay, I'm back. I took off my face mask. Now it's time for toner. Basically, I have this toner that I'm gonna use. Let me just spray it right now. Oh my god. Okay. And spread it out with my hand. This one's actually my mom's. I'm gonna put it back in the bathroom later, because she told me to put it back later. For the same, I usually don't use this one. I started using this one today. This is the first time I use it today. And I usually use the other one in the other bathroom, which I use it mostly, and I use it before I go to sleep, when I wake up. And I also clean my face using cleanser when I make up. And I usually have this moisturizer that I use, but I'm out of moisturizers right now, so I'm not going to use this moisturizer. Usually I use it, like, every night before I go to bed. Sorry. That is good for my skin. And I take a lot of care for my lips. Like, my lips are literally so dry so many times it's about to crack. I always think it's about to crack. So I'm going to take my chapstick and I put it over my lips every single night. Oh my god, I'm out of this chapstick. Basically, that's all I do. Oh, I also, like, wash my face when I wake up. I mean, most of the people do that, but I do that too. Make sure you use toner after you apply face mask, like after you take the face mask off. Like, that's really important. And avoid your scars when you use face mask. Okay. I finished applying my chapstick. And for the hair care, it's really complicated. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do an episode about it because it's so complicated. Okay. Get it. Okay. And next is caring for my nails. Basically, I got my nails done last winter break, and like after you take your, like, disapply them, I don't know what's it called, but your nails get really much damaged and you need to apply this oil on it every day. I do it every day. Because one time there was someone told me you should do it every day, and I started doing it every day until, like, they feel normal again. Or else I just use it to, like, protect them. Okay. That's basically it. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. Oh, wait, there's something else. This gel that I use, which is for acne. Clean skin everywhere for acne and pimple that I use. It is so efficient. It works so well. And I need to apply it now. Like, I have acne everywhere on my face, as you guys know. So, I really need this. I have like 3 bottles of gel that is good for cleansing your acne. Because I have way too much acne on my face. So, yeah. This is so important. I had to do this every single night to like avoid these acnes and pimples get worse. So this is so important. No matter where I go, like if I go camping, I'm gonna bring one of these. Probably gonna bring a small tube, but I'm gonna bring one of these. It's so important. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I really appreciate it if you actually listen to these and listen to the end of these. It means so much to me if you listen to these. Subscribe if you want. Turn on the post notification if you want. Yeah. And follow my Instagram if you want. There'll be a link down below. And that's basically it. I'll see you guys next time. I'll try to be more active and not skip any week. Actually, no. I'm trying to not do that. But probably, like, my time is not going to be scheduled anymore. So, yeah. Anyways, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.